The battle over the energy law that starts providing subsidies to Ohio's two nuclear power plants in 2021 may not be over. The Ohio Supreme Court has agreed to decide whether opponents of the law can take it to voters. Ohioans Against Corporate Bailouts had said it was denied a full 90 days to gather signatures for a referendum. They claim they were delayed after Attorney General Dave Yost rejected their first attempt at petition language, but also that people hired by the law's supporters followed and blocked petition circulators, such as Rachel Bells from Ohio Citizen Action.
Friends of mine, allies, people that would normally have signed it weeks ago, but they haven't been able to find it because of all these tactics.
The groups supporting the law say monitors were employed to educate people. Neither supporters nor opponents have revealed their donors. The court will decide whether opponents should get an extra 38 days, which they say will allow them to get 44,000 more signatures to take the law to the ballot next year. Karen Kassler, The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.